update. Taylor, is that you? Or Kate?
Madam Chair, I can kick it off.
Okay, thank you.
Taylor, if you could chime in too. So at the outcomes from the last committee meeting, it was determined that Kane would continue to provide communication support for marketing and outreach for the board. So Taylor's been invited to attend this meeting and all of our upcoming meetings to continue to provide updates on the various items that the board and this committee and the stakeholder council would like to pursue. I think it's important to note that Jill Linton and I have been in communication about ways that we can support one another and help to connect the dots between the various projects. So the efforts of the Mental Health Board, the Mental Health Board seeking to raise your visibility within the community and fostering participation at public meetings, the launching of the community stakeholder advisory council, and then also all of the programs and services under the DHHS umbrella of services, and then also connecting that to the efforts of the joint venture for the Mental Health Emergency Center. And so that's another piece. Ways that board members can work together to support all of those efforts holistically and also be utilized as ambassadors and within the community and really taking making the best use of you all as board members with your expertise. So I just want to run through the different projects that we've talked about to date, and I think it would be helpful if the committee were to prioritize some of these projects because there's a lot of different items that have been discussed, and this is a good point to revisit some of these things. So let's see, we have an infographic, and some of the questions that are coming up around that is, how will it be utilized? What's the best timing given the transition? And of course, you know, whatever items you want to talk about, we can come back to these items. The Facebook page, I'd be happy to co-administer that, but we had talked about the need for having a subject matter expert to help populate that content, and Facebook has that as an item that's, you know, it's helpful to have more than one person facilitating the Facebook page. So I would look to the committee and or the council for your guidance and direction on that. The community conversations video, that's a project that has been completed, so we can just move away from that one. That was part of the redesign project. The stakeholder community stakeholder advisory council webpage, so that's something that Kane has agreed to start developing, and that's, you know, something that could move forward pretty quickly. And then we had also talked about regular email updates to stakeholders, so like to do an email newsletter, reaching those people who are within the network already, and then helping to tap into board members' networks to really amplify the messages that need to be shared, as well as gaining input. So that two-way facilitation of communication that you're looking to have with the mission and vision for the committee. Multi-channel social media presence might be something that needs to be revisited at a later date or down, you know, a little bit down the road. So this is where you can see some of the sequencing would be helpful to kind of figure out the prioritization. And then an additional item that Jill had mentioned that I think is really great is if the Mental Health Board were to have a foundational one-pager, you know, something that, so it's like when you're looking at the infographic, how are you going to utilize the infographic? But then, you know, looking at like the board's webpage, the community stakeholder advisory council webpage, there's a lot of different foundational pieces that could be developed and could be utilized. So that's kind of the rundown. That's seven different items. Taylor, do you have anything that you want to add, or how do you want to tackle these, Madam Chair, as one at a time?
Let's take a look at them. Not necessarily one at a time, but Taylor, what are your thoughts about, no puppy, now's not the time to play. What are you thinking, she's been sleeping the whole time. What are you thinking your approach from Kane's perspective as you know, the infographic has been sitting out there for a long time, and completing that task, because I'm looking at the infographic, completing the infographic with, would the infographic be completed, Kate, in conjunction with the page that you and Jill were speaking to? Would that be tied together?
So the webpage would be, my understanding, because it's specifically for this committee and the Stakeholder Advisory Council, so people can visit that to see who is on the council, and just make it a little bit easier to find on the overall DHHS website, along with the current governance page. The infographic originally started as a way to, you know, very simply organize all of the resources available. And where we kind of left it off was going to check with other community groups to see if we were on the right track, if it made sense. I do really like the idea that Kate and Jill brought up about creating this sort of one-pager that could talk about, you know, the mission, vision of the committee, really outline what it is that, you know, the committee is doing, and kind of starting there from a foundational perspective. And then as we look forward to the transition, keeping in mind that, you know, some of these resources and the linkage change may transition as well. So perhaps we revisit that a little bit later this year as some of those things get a little bit more solidified, and we can work with the joint venture team as well on that to make sure it's very holistic.
Then we start with the one pager that Kate and Judo spoke to and the web page.
Mm-hmm.
So that we've got identified as one and two. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correctly then?
Yes.
So the infographic kind of got sidelined and becomes part of a sub three and gets combined with the joint venture.
Yes, and we could look at that too as we're looking into the multi-channel social media that Kate mentioned. That could be kind of a that time frame. Could be good to revisit the infographic once things are settled a little bit more.
Okay, I'm a visual person, so I'm kind of here playing with this. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, the first would be the one-pager and the getting the web copy website up. And we'll work on what we call like a wireframe. So we can draft some of the content and kind of outline how that would look like, share it with you all, and then work with the web team to actually build out the page.
Okay. Am I missing something from your list and your, because I don't want to, you know, you listed seven items and like
yeah,
a visual person.
The Facebook page is something that keeps coming up.
Yes.
So
I'm in the Facebook page. And do you have time to do that? My question is.
Well, that's. I can help to get it started, but it's not really something that's really part of my role as a research analyst. But, you know, if the board needs something to get something going, I could help get it going. But really, it would be great to have somebody either on the committee or the council, or if there's a BHS staff person or another board member that would want to serve as an administrator, to just keep, what you want to avoid is having a dead page that's just.
Right, set just there and has nothing fed into it.
Right.
And that's what would happen if I was doing it.
But I can help. I mean, I definitely can help if there's somebody that would maybe want to partner on that.
I guess my question is, what are we going to run into legality-wise as to who can have access to it, as far as a council member or for somebody outside of the organization, as to legal and technical and all of those elements. Jill, do you have any input on that?
Yeah, so when I started, the DHHS Facebook page was started, I actually think, by Kane. So
And I was made an administrator when I started, so I don't think there's a legal issue. If people move on from their role, then we just take them off as an administrator. So, you know, we can determine who's our trusted subject matter expert who we'd want to have access.
But what I'm saying is you're paid employment, so it couldn't just be a member of the council because people on the council aren't paid employment.
That's true. I still don't know if there's a I don't think there's a legal issue. I think it would be a matter of somebody who would have the time to dedicate to it.
Okay, so we're not going to run into that's okay. That was my only question. Is that whole technical, legal, that gray area? Okay.
Now there is a nuance with the website. Only staff can have access to the website, but there seems to be a different set of rules around social.
Okay.
Jill and I had talked about if I were to create events, Facebook events, that could be something that she would put out, excuse me, through the DHHS page. So it's just, you know, there are different pieces that can be facilitated by different people. I just think that it would be helpful to have somebody who has, you know, who wants to populate, like Jeremy Triblett, his web pages or his Facebook page is very much about better ways to cope, so he's populating with content frequently.
Okay. This thing from social media, Google, tech, anything. So I'll be the first to admit it. Okay. So Kate,
Madam Chair,
Doctor,
yes, excuse me. We have a hand up with Dr. Schneider.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that. John, is that Dr. Schneider?
Yeah. Hey. Couple of quick observations, suggestions for what they're worth. A lot of organizations or sites accept volunteers to do content management sometimes and pass them through a staff to post. So one thing you could look at is developing a job description for an unpaid position for a content manager. The other thing, and this is more for Jill and DHHS world large, is there is software to do content management, so you can create an event and it will push it to multiple platforms. That way, if you have content managers, they can send content to one person that has that master software, then that pushes out multiple places. That may be something to look at also to make this easier all around. I know I sit on the Security Council for Milwaukee County, and I know we're sort of struggling with, from a security standpoint, what is the right group of people to have access, how do we have access control and those things, and certainly, Mary, I think you spoke to being sensitive to that, but I think it would be enough to, if the Mental Health Board had a policy on content volunteers, particularly in the Community Engagement Committee sense, you could probably put together a package that everybody could get behind would meet your ends and could use volunteers.
Great. Thank you so much for that input.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider.
Okay. And I said Jill put a comment up there that bumper is her favorite. Okay.
So, Madam Chair, the other item out of the list was the regular email updates to stakeholders, and perhaps that's something that comes as the stakeholder council is enacted. So from a sequencing perspective, that's something that group could consider.
Okay. Sounds good. So looks like Taylor has a few things on her list and Kate. And then we have something for the agenda for the advisory council to bring up on May 23rd, and that would be, we could at least solicit if there's the potential that there may be an opportunity for a volunteer opportunity or two coming this way for the advisory council members to be involved with Facebook management. Okay. Am I missing anything with that item? Shirley, did you have a question?
Yes, I did, Madam Chair. The meeting on the 23rd, will that be a Zoom or Teams meeting that we can get families to listen into?
That is a Teams meeting, the first council meeting. I believe you guys should have all received an invite. If you did not, just let me know and I can get that over
to
you.
Okay, I'll double check my
But email. It is a Teams meeting, yes.
Okay, thank you, Daria.
No problem.
Anything else on that item? All good? Okay. Next item on the agenda.